This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, June 13th. God's word for you today is, be honest. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 69, verse 2 to 3. And it says, deeper and deeper, I sink into the mire. I can't find a foothold. I am in deep water and the floods overwhelm me. I am exhausted from crying for help. My throat is parched. My eyes are swollen with weeping, waiting for my God to help me. Until you see things for what they are, you cannot be more than you are. To be released into more, Gideon is teaching us that an honest admittance of the current situation is the first step. Ruth chapter 1 verse 19 to 21 says, so the two of them continued on their journey. When they came to Bethlehem, the entire town was excited by their arrival. Is it really Naomi? The women asked. Don't call me Naomi, she responded. Instead, call me Mara. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me home empty. Why call me Naomi? Naomi emigrated with her husband and two sons in search of greener pastures, but they discovered that the wealthy place is where God is. The wealthy place is not about the country you are in. It is where God has assigned you to. Naomi means sweetness and Mara means bitterness. What Naomi was saying in essence was that her name had not worked in her favor. Her current situation could not be described as sweetness. An honest admittance of the current situation does not mean you are confessing negatively. It is saying, this is the current situation. One of my spiritual sons came into my office and closed the door and broke down in tears. Then he said to me, Pastor, is it okay to cry? I said, of course it is okay. He said, my wife must not see me crying. I said, it is just you and me here. It is okay. Admit you are tired. It does not mean that you will remain tired. It means that it is what you feel right now. That is the situation of things right now. And to the glory of God, he is doing amazingly well today. Praise God for that. A lot of people are just dishonest. A couple, after getting married, the man discovered that his wife did not have a womb. The man was confused, but the woman obviously knew all along. So they went to see their pastor, not me. And the man said, Pastor, what am I supposed to do? The pastor said to the lady, why didn't you just tell him? The lady's response was, Pastor, it is not my portion. While you are aware that you have no womb, the pastor asked, puzzled. That is what the doctor said, she responded, but I will never use my mouth to confess it. And the pastor said, but you got married to someone. Why didn't you tell him? And the pastor was trying to admonish them, but the lady refused. She said, the pastor should not confess negative things over her. Someone who does not have a womb and did not tell her husband to be. The man even said that if he had known, he would have been able to brace himself and they can look at other alternatives to having children. However, the shock left him really dumbfounded and confused. Honestly admit your current situation. It can change. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song and it says, Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.